Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome to this episode of Walk and Talk English. This is Taylor, one of the Fluency Academy teachers, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. As always, we're going to start with a dialogue. We're going to listen to it a couple of times, and then we're going to analyze each sentence to contextualize and expand our vocabulary. Then, at the end, it will all make sense. So let's let out our voices and repeat all the sentences with me when you hear this sound. Let's listen to the conversation.
So, what do you do?
I work in a bookshop.
Do you enjoy it?
It's okay.
And your husband, what does he do?
He's a teacher.
Oh, nice. What does he teach?
Science.
Does he like it?
He loves it.
Let's listen to it again.
So, what do you do?
I work in a bookshop.
Do you enjoy it?
It's okay.
And your husband, what does he do?
He's a teacher.
Oh, nice. What does he teach?
Science.
Does he like it?
He loves it.
Here we have a conversation between two people talking about jobs. Did you understand the first question? He says, "So, what do you do?" He's asking her what her job or career is. He starts the sentence with, "So." Many times natives say this before their sentence just to fill in the silence, you know? Say it with me. "So." Okay, let's get to the next part. He says, "What do you do?" When you say it slowly, you say, "What do you do?" What do you do? But when you say it more naturally like a native, it sounds more like, "What do you do?" Whoa, crazy, right? Okay, let's say it part by part. Repeat after me. Wa, da, ya, do. What do you do? Also, this is a question, so let's raise our tone at the end. What do you do? What do you do? Very good. After that question, the girl then answers, "I work in a bookshop." Again, let's say it slowly. I work in a bookshop. Awesome. Okay, now let's try to say it more naturally like a native. One interesting thing that natives do is blend their words together. I'll show you what I mean. She doesn't actually say, "I work in a bookshop." She says, "I work in a bookshop." Let's try it. I were ki na bu shop. I work in a bookshop. You see how smooth that was? Let's compare how it sounded before. I work in a bookshop. Now more smoothly. I work in a bookshop. I work in a bookshop. Very good. After she answers, the other person continues the conversation with another question. He says, "Do you enjoy it?" He wants to know if she enjoys or likes her job. Repeat. Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy it? But of course, in natural native speech, it's much faster, right? Instead of saying, do you, say, do. Do. Good. Now, the next words are enjoy it. Repeat, enjoy it. Okay, now let's work on blending it. Repeat after me. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Amazing job. Now let's say it all again. Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy it? Do you enjoy it? Good. And since it's a question, what should we do at the end? Raise our tone. Say it with me. Do you enjoy it? Nice. You sound good. She then answers, "It's okay." Repeat. It's okay. It's okay is something you can say if you don't hate your job, but you don't love it either. It's a decent job, you know? Okay, so let's say the words again. It's okay. It's okay. Now, how can we make it sound smoother like a native speaker? One thing to note is, if you were to write both words together as one, the T and the S are right next to each other. When you see a T-S combination in a word, it sounds like tss. Try it with me. Tss, tss, tss. Good. Okay, now say, it's okay. Let's say it piece by piece. It's okay. It's okay. Great. As soon as she answers, he asks another question about her husband. He says, "And your husband, what does he do?" Now, he wants to know what her husband's job is. The first part is, and your husband. And your husband. Good, now let's say it more smoothly. Here's the first part again. Repeat after me. And your. And your. Okay, remember when the man asks, "Do you enjoy it?" Do you together is pronounced do. Again, we have the do sound in and your. Say it, and your. And your. Nice. Now let's say husband. Something to notice here is that the S in husband actually sounds like a Z. Say it. Z. Z. Husband. Now all together. And your husband. And your husband. Nice. Then he says, what does he do? Before he asks, what do you do when asking the woman what her job was? Now he's changing do to does when talking about her husband. Her husband is he, right? You can also use does with she. For example, what does your mom do? Or what does she do? Essentially, does is used with he or she. Okay, say his question with me. What does he do? What does he do? Okay, so what if we say it faster? Let's start with what does. If you notice, T and D are right next to each other. One interesting fact about them is that they both are technically the same sound. For both, you put your tongue at the top of your mouth to pronounce them. The only difference is the T doesn't make your vocal cords vibrate. Put your hand on your throat and try it. T. T. You see? No vibrations. While D does make your vocal cords vibrate. D. D. So since both sounds share the same placement in the mouth, in fast native speech, they blend together into one sound. So instead of saying, what does, you can say, what does. Repeat that with me. What does. What does. Awesome. Okay, the whole question is, what does he do? Another observation is that the S in does makes a Z sound like the S in husband. Say the word, does. Does. Let's say what does. What does. What does. Good. The last words in the question are he do. Repeat. He do. Something important to notice is that when native speakers say the whole question fast, what does he do? Sometimes the H in he is silent. Instead of what does he do, you might hear what does he do. Let's say it together. What does he do? What does he do? Okay, now let's say the entire sentence. And your husband? What does he do? And your husband? What does he do? Good. After that question, she talks about her husband's profession. She says, he is a teacher. Her husband is a teacher like me. So let's first look at he is. Say it with me. He is. Now faster. He is. Just pretend there is a Y after the E and say, he is. He is. When you say is, the S will sound like a Z, okay? He is. Good. Now the part is a teacher. Say that. A teacher. A teacher. Now say it all together. He is a teacher. Faster. He is a teacher. Great. Now he asks, oh nice, what does he teach? Oh nice is something I say to you a lot, right? I say it when I want to say you did a good job. Say it with me. Oh nice. Oh nice. Good. Now, you may have noticed that when he asks a question, he uses do and does. This is because all of his questions are in the simple present. In simple present questions, you should put do and does before the subject. Like, do you sing? Does he like pizza? So we now have this question. What does he teach? He wants to know what her husband currently teaches as a teacher. Let's say the first part. What does As we learned today, in native speech, the T is what blends with the D in does. Also, the S in does sounds like a Z. So let's say, what does nice. Now the next part is he teach. Like we learned before, the H is silent in fast speech, right? So instead of saying, what does he teach? You can say, what does he teach? What does he teach? And now, let's raise our tone because he's asking a question. What does he teach? What does he teach? Amazing. Now, do you remember from the audio what her husband teaches? Is it math, history, or science? Tell me. Yes, it's science. Say it with me. Science. Very good. Now, he will ask if her husband likes the profession. Do you remember what word is used in the simple present question? Yes, do or does. In this case, he's asking about her husband, who is he, right? So he uses does. He asks, does he like it? Let's say the first part. Does he? Does he? Remember, the S will sound like Z, and the H in he is silent. Tell me what it sounds like when you say it faster. Yes, does he? Good job. Then he says, like it. Say it with me. Like it. Like it. Now let's blend them together. Like it. Like it. Let's say, does he like it? Now raise your tone at the end, since it's a question. Does he like it? Whew, almost done. The woman responds to his question, saying, he loves it. Notice that she's not asking a question, so she does not need to start with does. Let's repeat it. He loves it. He loves it. Now, let's say it a little faster and make sure to make the S sound like a Z. He loves it. One more time. He loves it. Very good. Now I'll read the dialogue. So what'd you do? I work in a bookshop. Do you enjoy it? It's okay. And your husband, what does he do? He's a teacher. Oh, nice. What does he teach? Science. Does he like it? He loves it. Okay, let's listen to the dialogue.
So, what do you do?
I work in a bookshop.
Do you enjoy it?
It's okay.
And your husband, what does he do?
He's a teacher.
Oh, nice. What does he teach?
Science.
Does he like it?
He loves it.
Much better now, isn't it? If you have any doubts, listen to the material as many times as you need until you feel more confident. My suggestion is to repeat this activity practicing the do and does questions. Also, remember, you can access the written version of this dialogue so that you can see how today's sentences were pronounced. And of course, I invite you to take a look at our Fluency TV portal where you can find a lot of other content, videos, and many more things to complement your learning. The link is in the description of this episode. Count on us. That's it, guys, and I'll see you in our next episode of Walk and Talk Essentials. Bye!